It's Tuesday, March 10th. You've got Goose and you're entering Into the Core, brought to you by Zellcore Plus. For more info on Zellcore, check out zell.network. Guys, I'm back, and you can thank Daniel Keller for that because he dragged me back kicking and screaming so that I could give you this update on the KuCoin community voting process for the Zellcoin listing. Now, this is major because we're in the final stage of the voting process to be listed on KuCoin, which is a top 10 exchange. They are massive in Asia. We would love to be in that Asian market, but also it's a really great opportunity for expanding our outreach and the number of people who are interested in Zell. Not only that, we are just a little over a week away from the Kamata network upgrade, which is going to launch Zell Flux on the majority of the Zell nodes out there, which means that we're one step closer to having active development making use of the computing power of the Zell computational network. So this is really great. You know, we've only been doing this for about 2 years, but massive progress has been made already in that front, and we would love to see more and more developers getting on board with adding their apps in Zell, which is definitely going to be a thing. So be on the lookout for that in the next couple of months. But Kamata is going to launch on March 11th. So all Zell node operators are going to need to upgrade. It's a mandatory upgrade, but we have scripts to make it really easy, and I'm going to make a video on that for you just to help you so that you can see it's really simple. All right. So before we get into the Kamata upgrade, I want to talk a little bit about KuCoin and how you do the voting process. All right, I'll show you how that works. It's basically four steps, okay? So first things first, I'll leave a link in the description. This is the instruction manual here, okay? So we are basically duking it out with the Axe Coin, and you know, truth be told, we're actually supporters of Axe ourselves. We like the project, we like the team, we have Axe in Zellcore, so it would be great if they won too. However, I guess it's really just a matter of, you know, which community is going to bring it, right? So I know we have what it takes, so let's do this, guys. Let's get listed on KuCoin, right? Voting rules include the following. So the voting period is from March 9th to March 16th. Okay, so we have precious little time left. There's a few days, but nevertheless, you want to get on this quickly. And what's going to happen is KuCoin has this internal Zell wallet. So I'll show you already. If you go, this is my KuCoin account. And the first thing you'll need to do, obviously, if you don't have a KuCoin account, is sign up and get yourself a KuCoin account. Pretty basic. All you need is an email address. There's no KYC required for this. There is a email verification which is required, and then it will prompt you to set up two-factor authentication and your own six-digit PIN, just added security for when you do some trading, okay? So these are some pretty basic security measures that most of us should be familiar with, but that's non-negotiable. But it's for your protection nevertheless, okay? But no KYC, so no worries there. If you go to your assets and then click on main account, it'll take you to this page here. And then you just type in Zell, and you'll see this got a Zell wallet here. So real simple. Once you got this ready to go, click on deposit. It'll give you your Zell address. So you copy this Zell address, open up your Zellcore wallet. So let me go over here. All right, here's my Zellcore wallet. Go to send. Of course, if you have D2FA set up, which you should, type that in. Put in your destination address there. You can use Control V to paste it. And then just type in the amount. So that's, and then send it. Very basic, okay? Let's go back to the website here. And what I'd like to show you is the other part that's necessary. And that is the KuCoin shares. We have to hold at least one KuCoin share in our wallet on the exchange to qualify for one vote. And that's the way that works. KuCoin shares are trading for around $1.25. They're not very expensive. Here's the bonus. If we can purchase more than 50 KuCoin shares, they'll give us 3 votes. That's pretty good. If you can afford to purchase a little over $225 worth of KuCoin shares, then you can get 5 votes for that. So here's the thing. If you already have a KuCoin account and you're already trading on here, maybe it makes sense to go ahead and just pick up these 200 coins. That will give us more votes, which looks better for the team, right? And they're going to go, oh, okay, this community really wants the coin because they're investing in KuCoin shares. That looks good for us. All right, so do consider that. If you can't afford it, that's fine. At least get the minimum of the one coin so that you have one vote, right? And basically what's going to happen here is they're going to look at all of the accounts on KuCoin and they're going to do a random snapshot. So whoever is holding Zelle in the online wallet, there's one extra step, okay? So bear with me here. There's one more step we got to do. But whoever's holding one KuCoin share and has Zelle in the right place, then they will count that as one vote, okay? But there's a lot of different metrics that we're looking at, three different metrics, all right? The first metric is the number of participants. So we're trying to hit 1,000 participants. That's going to be tough, but guys, if we get everybody who's on board with Zelle to do that, we should be able to do this. It's maybe a quarter of the people. I don't know what the total metric is. I think we have quite a significant number of followers. I mean, let me just intuit this. 5,000? I don't know. But if what? That's like 25% of people who are following Zelle, right? So can we do that? I think so, right? Even if it is just to buy one KuCoin share and to put up a minimum amount of Zelle just so we get that one vote, that's a good thing, all right? So that's what we're shooting for. We also need to deposit 1.2 million Zelle, and that's another metric they're using, all right? So they're looking at the number of people who they can get to the exchange, and then they're also looking at the amount of support that that community is going to give Zelle, because obviously the more Zelle that's on the exchange, the more volume, that's just a bonus across the board, right? So we got to get to that 1.2 million Zelle. That's where, if you can put in more than the minimum amount of Zelle, you would be helping the whole cause, right? So if you have spare Zelle, if you have a couple thousand Zelle laying around or something that you're just holding on to, saving up for the next node or whatever, deposit that Zelle. You're going to get it back. It's not going to disappear. You're going to get it back. So put that Zelle in, and that way you'll be able to add to this 1.2 million number. The minimum amount is 24 Zelle. So if you just want to do the bare minimum, like this is like, you know, almost one node reward from a Banff, if you have a Banff, like you make more than that in one day. But nevertheless, 24 Zelle is the minimum. One KuCoin is the minimum. Get that on the exchange. And finally, once your Zelle is here, then what you can do is move it to the special account. And the way that works is you open up the withdraw for your Zelle wallet. And then right here where it says wallet address, you type in vote Zelle, all capitals. Put in the amount. So you can max it out, whatever you have available. No remark is needed, and then just click on confirm. You'll get a window. You got to put in your PIN, your Google authentication, and your email. There's a little button there for the email. You click the email, it'll send you an email confirmation number. So there's three different forms of verification to make sure that you want to move that money. And then once that's complete, then it will be sitting in the voting wallet, right? That will be locked until after the voting period on the 16th. And then they will release that back, and there's a bonus, okay? But wait, there's more. And this is where it comes right now. You can see where we're at for the final round. Here's the number of participants. We are neck and neck right now with Axe at 132, and we have so far 584,000 Zelle in there. So we're about halfway to where we need to be, all right? But keep track of these numbers here, because Axe just needs 100,000 in there, and they're only like 35% of the way there. So we are smoking them in terms of the amount of Zelle that's being sent into the exchange. So that's awesome. Let's keep that up. But here's the best part, okay? For doing this, there is a reward. There's 112,500 Zelle in reward that will be divided up for everybody who has participated, okay? So let's say this is the final number right here, and we'll just do some quick math, all right? Because everybody loves them maths. But let's say that's the final number, right? And I sent, 5,000 Zelle in there. So here we go, 5,000 divided by 584168. Okay, so my percentage is 0.0086. All right, so 0.0086. So then basically 1/112,500 times 0.0086. All right, I would be getting 967.5 Zelle from this reward just for putting in my 5,000 Zelle. Okay, so you could actually walk away with a decent chunk of Zelle here. It's like $30, all right? But it's something, okay? And at least, you know, what does it take you? You know, to create an account and get things set up. So that's all there is to it, guys. I don't know what else to say. Go, vote, vote, vote. Get in there. Let's do this, all right? A couple other things with Zelle. I don't know if you follow this, but coin request is something that we have in Zelle Core. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but let me just show you how coin request works. This is really basic, okay? Here's my Zelle Core wallet. If I click on receive and I want to accept a payment of 1,000 Zelle, can even put a note for what that is, you know, for services, right? Whatever that is. I can click on request payment, and that will take me to the coin request website. And here is where I can copy a link, I can email it to somebody, I can embed it, I can put it on Twitter, WhatsApp, Telegram, send it as a chat, and whoever gets that link can open it up. It'll automatically redirect them either to coin request or to their Zelle Core wallet where they can send me a payment. So really basic stuff here, but what they've since done is added a personal page. So I thought I would just showcase this just so that you can see if you're somebody who's actively working in the space, you know, if you're collecting bounties and stuff like that, and you want to make it easy for people to pay you, you can create a personal page. Mine is goose.coinrequest.io. You can make it whatever you want as long as that domain is available. And you can put all your links here. So in my case, I just threw up a few different types of cryptos that I want to accept. And then you can also add referral links, which is another way of getting support, you know? So this is a great way for creators to, you know, make it easy for people to support them with crypto. So in this case, you know, if you want to support me, you can go to Coinbase and get a referral for Coinbase through there. You can check out Binance as well. I got one for the Ledger wallet here. I also have my own website. So if you want to check out goosetech.pro, you can see how I'm using that here. All you got to do is click on this donate link, and that takes you automatically over here to the coin request website. So really basic stuff, but I just thought it would be kind of cool to showcase this because it's something that Zelle Core has integrated and has integrated for over a year now. And I think it's such a great feature. They are going to work on some of these links to make them less generic. I already know that. I talked to Milo from the project, and they're probably going to do a little bit of formatting here to make this look a little bit less utilitarian. But I mean, what more do you really need, right? If you want to, you know, get a donation page set up for yourself, you can do it really easy right here. And last but not least, the Kamada network upgrade is going to introduce something really important, the deterministic Zelle node. And what that means basically is that the blockchain itself is going to determine how nodes are paid out rather than going through a centralized server system. Because right now, payments are essentially processed with servers that are owned by the developers. And in the instance of making things more decentralized, because it is blockchain, this new system is going to really make that so much more autonomous and allow the network itself to determine who gets paid what, when, and all that. Okay. Of course, all of the rewards payments are set as they always are, but it's more a question of who gets that winning payment, you know, and the network itself is going to help determine that. And along with this, of course, comes Zelle Flux. So here's my Flux node. You can check it out if you want. IP address is there. And the way you log in is using your Zelle ID, which is pretty awesome. So if I wanted to sign into this, all I would have to do, let me switch this back here, is click on my Zelle ID. All right, click sign and send. And then that would take me right back over and log me in. It's that simple. Guys, Zelle ID is awesome, okay? Like, you use your wallet to log in. I mean, and what more secure way to do that? Because first of all, I am the only one who have access to my own wallet. I have my own username, password, decentralized two-factor authentication. Plus, the Zelle ID itself is an encrypted address, all right? It uses a Bitcoin address. And there's so much more that could potentially come from this simple login mechanism, okay? Think about that as a use case for the future. Not only that, the apps, all right? We're going to be able to run apps on these Flux nodes. So this is the gateway, as it says, to the bottom here. You can't really see it. Let me scroll down. Oh, no, you can't see it. Sorry. Anyway, at the very bottom of the page, it says the gateway to the Zelle network. If you want more information, obviously, I'll leave a link here in the description so you can check out the release notes here. And then also, there is a script to make it super easy for you to install your node. I'll probably have a video on how to do this in the coming days or so, just as we get closer to that March 18th number. We want to be prepared so that you have something, some kind of guide that you can follow to make it a little easier for you, so that when it comes time to upgrade, or even if you're starting from scratch with a new node, you just run this script, put in the information, and you're good to go. So pretty basic stuff, but I think that's pretty much it for this video. I hope that you found it helpful, and I'm so glad that you guys decided to visit me today, and I hope that you like the format, and I do want to know, as far as the podcast goes, what app are you using for your podcasting? Because I'm going to be putting this on Anchor FM, and I know that most people who did listen to the podcast listen to it on Anchor.fm, but that was not the only site that you could listen to it on, because Anchor is really cool. It distributes this podcast to all different types of apps, you know. So what's your app of choice? Are you a Spotify listener? Are you on iTunes? Are you on Google? Let me know down in the comments so that we can kind of gauge where people are and then make sure that you're getting the latest updates from the from the podcasting outlets. Other than that, let us know what you think of the new Zelle Flux network that's coming. Do keep in mind that, you know, all this stuff is experimental and there's always going to be a few hiccups here and there, but the goal is being realized, and that's the most important part. You know, do check out our GitHub. You'll see that there is a ton of development going into this, and it's being done by really kind of a select handful of people who are particularly skilled in the area of node development or blockchain development or front-end development. So everybody's got their niche and they're all doing fantastic work. You know, if you look at other projects, I don't know that you're going to see quite as many commits as we have over at Zelle. And it's not bogus commits either. It's like stuff that is really improving the protocol, improving the blockchain, improving the network, and making this thing usable, which is really all it's about. So I hope that gets you excited. Guys, go vote for us over on KuCoin and check us out in the next week or so as we continue to provide information on how to update your Zelle nodes. I'm getting excited. I hope you are too. And until next time, you've been in the core, powered by Zelle Core Plus.